Welcome to Wild Talk, a featured podcast for the Wild Hearts Creative Masterclass. I'm your host, Samantha Deard, founder of Wild Hearts, fellow creative business owner, stylist, dreamer, mum, and internal juggler like yourself. I know how hard the combination of running a business and creating a full life can be, and are often asked, how do we do it? That's why these conversations are here to inspire you, motivate you, and help you see how wildly capable you truly are. In each episode, I chat with leading industry guests to hear their own experiences and learn how they have made their business more sustainable and more purpose-led. These conversations will lead you with the inspiration and the tools to create not only the life and business you've always dreamt of, but to inspire you to step into who you are truly meant to be. All right, creatives, let's get when it comes to building a life and business that coexists naturally, making space to feel joy is so important. That's why I'm super excited to share today's guest with you. Nikki Lowe is a human experience guide who loves to help busy people get rid of the overwhelm and start to truly celebrate life. Not only does she have an extensive list of movement and body qualifications like personal training, yoga, Pilates, naturopathy, and nutrition, she also helps her clients find what brings them joy daily so they can bring more of it into their own beautiful lives. Nikki is an absolute ray of sunshine, and I know her story and advice will inspire you. So let's get into it. Right, Nikki, so give us a little rundown on why you're so passionate about what you do and how you got started in your business.
Hi guys, it is my intention to offer a holistic approach to wellness so that we can celebrate this human experience together. I'm wildly passionate about inspiring and educating others to just live in a way that allows us to devour life with great joy. So I started my business nearly 6 years ago, and at the time I was actually recovering from my fourth hip surgery. And I guess a little bit about what we'll talk about today, the power of slowing down the mind and the body and taking time to reflect. I had been teaching movement for about 15 years, and I had this time to think about my values and my purpose and what I wanted to give to the world. So during that time, I thought, what more could I offer? I had 8 weeks that I needed to recover. And it was at that time I thought, I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to complete a degree in naturopathic and herbal medicine and nutrition, which I did and I loved. And I knew I'd need flexibility and freedom to do that. And I wasn't looking for a career change. I was looking to give more and to be more to other people. So that's when I decided to create my own business so that I had the flexibility and freedom to live a life with purpose and joy. And it all started there.
That is so amazing. Right, so let's get into this. What are your thoughts on this busy hustle culture that we have seen many of us giving up our lives, relationships, health, simply to succeed in the workplace as an entrepreneur?
Look, I think as human beings, we are put on this earth to be wild and free. And so this hustle is something that's quite new for us in relation to how we've always lived our life as human beings. So I love even what you're about, Wild Hearts, that really inspired me to think, gosh, how do we inspire people to come back home to their own wild hearts? So, you know, I see this hustle, but it's not necessarily, you know, what we're here to do. And I see it quite frequently, but I do believe that we can give, we can offer, you know, these beautiful things to the world, and we can cheer each other on and uplift each other in successful businesses without feeling like we're working ourselves into a place that is devoid of the joy, which was the reason we started our own businesses in the first place. So it is something I see every day. It breaks my heart when I see it, because I do think innately we lean into joy as human beings. We seek it out. And I think it's time for us to come back to that.
Yeah. So what exactly is overwhelm? And how do you see burnout in business owners that come to you for help?
Overwhelm is probably one of the most frequently used words that I hear in my everyday practice. And I think we hear that word and we kind of all feel that feeling in our chest and in our tummy as to what overwhelm feels like. And I think sometimes we think overwhelm, you know, is a little bit our fault, but overwhelm is a big collection of things that have taken place to get us to that point where we feel so full to the brim. Our brain is so busy, our mind is so busy, our lives are so full that we don't actually know how to move forward. I feel like overwhelm can feel like you're a little bit stuck when innately as human beings, we wish to be free. And so with that feeling of overwhelm, that is a feeling that actually comes when your brain is so overloaded, it has started to slow down. Like if you have ever been on your computer, I was the other day, I had something flash up at me and say, this file, you know, this browser is taking up this much space and it's slowing down your browser time. The way that works for your computer is the way our own brain works sometimes. It can get so full, so busy, that it actually starts to slow down. The hustle is real. I think we've all understood, you know, what that feeling feels like. And it's something that, again, as I mentioned, I see every day, but I love what we're doing here because I think it's time for a change. I think it's time for us to understand that we can have success and beauty in our life, and we can do great things for the world while still taking good care of ourselves and reducing those feelings of overwhelm.
Yeah, definitely. So what are the signs to look out for then?
The signs of overwhelm. So maybe pop your hand up for every little thing that comes up when I say this. Feelings of overwhelm, would be feeling like perhaps you're forgetting little things, starting to convince yourself that you're losing your memory, maybe even losing your mind, feeling irritable, feeling teary, and sometimes not really understanding why. You might feel a constant sensation of anxiety, butterflies in your belly, even when you've never thought of yourself as an anxious person, restless sleep, or perhaps no sleep at all. You might be feeling like your libido has been lowered when sex is actually a really natural and joyful thing to experience as a human. And you may feel like everything is just so much right now. You've got so many things on your to-do list, you don't know where to start. So you kind of just don't start. You feel stuck. And perhaps you even feel like you've got so much going on that you don't even have time for the people and the things in your life that you love the most. The things that you really enjoy the most are kind of taking a back seat at the moment.
And what effects can the stress and overwhelm have on your body as well?
There can be quite significant effects to stress and overwhelm, and that I think can be felt on a really full body, full mind level. So when we experience stress, I mean, stress can be a really amazing thing. Stress can give us that surge of energy that we need to complete a task or to get things done. And stress has been designed to do that. In big times, stress can give us what we need to get through, you know, these small short-term circumstances. But long-term stress, that chronic release of cortisol that comes from stress, can start to have a longer term impact on things like our brain, our mood, our energy, feeling like we're losing our motivation. And that all starts taking place when our mind is constantly loaded with feeling stressed or when things are just feeling too much. Our HPA axis, which is kind of like the control center of the brain, it helps us to respond well to stress. When we're asking that to continuously give us cortisol in response to the stress we're experiencing, this can have really big impacts on the brain. There are certain parts of the brain that can be overacted, that can light up, and that might increase feelings of fear and anxiety. Or you might have these neuroconnections that are not signaling in the way that they need to in order for us to feel good and to feel like we can manage our stress. parts of the brain that are responsible for learning and concentration and memory. So it was like what I was saying before, you can start to convince yourself you're losing your memory, losing your mind, when really your brain just needs a little holiday so that we can rejuvenate the mind and all of these natural, you know, processes can start taking place again.
Yeah, well, I feel like that on a daily I need a holiday, really.
Yes. Yes.
But no, that makes so much sense. So what can we do? So if we are feeling stressed right now, if we're feeling burnt out at the point of overwhelm, what should we be doing to get out of this state, and where do we start?
The first thing we need to do, and I think we should all do it together right now, we just need to breathe. Yeah. That's the first thing that we need to do. We need to invite a breath so deep into our belly. We need to savor it. And we just need to feel that slow melting sensation of letting it go. I think in the past, stress has been in response to survival. You know, stress is a really important part of being a human because it's been designed to save our lives. So back in the olden times where we've needed stress to keep us alive because we need to run away from something that's chasing us, now we're in a place where we're feeling this stress and overwhelm, but it might just be because we've got too many emails sitting there, you know, yelling out at us. So a deep calming breath actually signifies to every fiber of your being that you are safe, that you are going to be okay, because if something really was chasing you, you wouldn't be able to move, let alone stop and take a deep calming breath. That's the first thing. The second thing we need to do is we need to come back to our why, and we need to understand, you know, why we've chosen to do what we do and how much joy that can be derived from that. Remembering why we started to do what we're doing in the first place. I have this little saying I have to myself when I'm really overwhelmed or really busy, and I will just keep telling myself, busy but blessed, busy but blessed, busy but blessed. And it completely changes my state of mind and how I show up for my day. Because wildly, sometimes the things that are bringing about the most amount of stress in our lives are the things we've dreamed of and prayed for our whole entire lives. The busyness of, you know, a business that's doing well or about to start, you know, this business with the promise of dreams coming true, something that you can offer to the world that fills your heart with joy. So little affirmations like that I find can be really powerful. And I'm giving you examples of things that cost very little, that take very little time, that you can start immediately. It's time to have a look at your to-do list. And instead of all the things you have to do, it's time to think about what we need to be in order to achieve those. Changing that mindset from doing, doing, doing to being, being, being. I need to be motivated. I need to be well rested, well nourished. I need to exercise. I need to be love in order to achieve all these things on the to-do list. So I say breathe. I say connect to your why. Think of all the things that you're grateful for, busy but blessed. And the most powerful way to recharge your mind is movement, and it is those moments of mindfulness. Studies show, when I talked about all those things that can, you know, slow our mind down, studies show that the best way to rejuvenate the mind really is movement, moving in a way that brings you joy. That could just be getting up and dancing around. And mindfulness, which for some people might be meditation. For other people, it might be just being in the present moment. Sometimes I think we're doing so many things at once. It's hard to remember what it's like to just be in our body and focus on one thing at a time. And it's probably pretty obvious I could talk about this kind of thing all day, but you know, I think we do need some good tools in our toolkit so that we can live a life that is filled with joy, because that is what I believe that we're here to do. So I think that there's some really good starting points there.
I love that. Those are the perfect starting points. And as you mentioned, they're all free. There's something that you can do right now for yourself. It doesn't cost a thing. And it's so easy. So My other question as well for you is, how do we keep the stress levels low in the busy season? So for me, myself, my work throughout the year will be in seasons. So I have my quiet season, which is filled with more admin and digital, family time and travel. And then I have what I call my hustle season. So this is, I call it that because it's crazy. It's busy. We're filled with, you know, events, wedding fairs and different vendors. And it's a time with many different aspects of contractors and sponsors and so many moving parts of the business to deal with. So I always know, though, that this is just a season and that we are going to get through it and we're going to get back into the slow season. But is there a healthy way to hustle?
Yeah, I think that's an amazing question. Yeah, there's a healthy way to hustle. There's a way to hustle if you're doing what you love, is what I think. So in your circumstance, you've already said out loud, I know it's just a season. That's an affirmation, just like busy but blessed, I'm doing what I love. So the mindset, number one, is the most important, powerful thing. In your circumstance, because you've recognized seasons, for anyone in that same situation, when you have your slower times of the year, really nourish, fill your heart cup with family, laughter, movement, and all the things that you love to do. And then when it comes time to hustle, get excited to hustle on your terms, aligned with your values and with your purpose. So it's going to be most important during this time, even though this is going to be the time where you feel you don't have time for it, to sleep well, to move your body regularly. It's just a must have, even if it's 5 minutes a day, and to put really good food into your body. So the biggest things when you know you're coming into a busy time is to consciously and on purpose get wildly excited about it. Today is going to be a busy day, but it's going to be a blessed day, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I am here for it. It's time to, but really, I mean, let's all be honest. We know what busy really does feel like. You do have to have those other tools in place to be able to have that mindset and to be able to be that excited and motivated. So, you know, building sleep rituals. What have you done, you know, to make sure that bedtime is this delicious sanctuary? What have you done that day to move your body in some way or nourish your body in some way? And when I say nourish, it's really important that you know, I'm talking about food for sure, but I'm also talking about your thoughts, and I'm always also talking about your beliefs. So your beliefs that you are going to do an amazing job, it's going to be an amazing day, and that you are worthy of an amazing day, that's what's going to help you through the hustle. You have to really, really lean into that belief that you are magic and you are doing what you were put here to do. That's going to be really helpful in times of hustle. Remember your why, your purpose.
I love that so much. Yeah. Oh gosh, you are so amazing, Nikki. It's just so amazing. So with that then, and that's an incredible way, and I guess that's where our rituals come in, and you know, those morning routines, the evening routines as well. So it's not just about what you do in the morning, but it's also about what you do, like you said, making that sleep sanctuary at nighttime so you do get to bed on time. And for everyone, it's different as well, I guess. You know, some people work at night on their projects, and some people do best first thing in the morning. And so I guess everyone's routines are different. But I love that, just making sure that you have those in place, not just in the slow season, but especially in the busy season. So what role does nutrition play in our ability to achieve these goals?
Nutrition plays a huge role. I mean, I know there are so many, you know, there are so many sayings, you are what you eat and this and that. I believe you are what you nourish yourself with. So like I said before, when I talk about nutrition, I'm definitely always talking about nutrition from a holistic perspective. So not only what we eat, but how we eat, when we eat, and how we nourish ourselves with our beliefs and with our thoughts. When it comes to nutrition, you know, if we want our body and our mind to function optimally, we need to derive this beautiful array of nutrients from the food that we're putting into our body. So, you know, I think a lot of the time we talk about what we need to take out of our diet. I'm here to make friends, so I want to talk about what we can put into our diet. And the first place to start is looking at how many colors, you know, you're getting into your day. I'm all about eating rainbows, eating a big variety of colors, and keeping food as natural and real as possible. And why this is so important is because that's what our body knows what to do with. Our body knows how to digest real food. A healthy body knows how to derive those nutrients to turn them into energy, to allow our brain to function optimally. And if we're putting, you know, food, you're not going to see my little speech marks there, but if you're putting food into your body that perhaps isn't so much real food, it's heavily processed, you know, always eating takeaways or eating out of packets, and that's the only nutrition or energy we're putting into our body, then sometimes we have our body working a little bit harder than what it needs to. So during your busy times, when we talk about our hustle, our body is going to be really needing things like, you know, your good B vitamins, which come with lots of leafy greens, and that's going to be this amazing source for you to derive a lot of energy from to get through your day. And I think we all understand what it feels like to eat well and to feel well, and we hear it so often, but today I just want you to really encourage you all to, again, remember how magic you are, remember how much you are capable of doing, and then think about how much easier your world is going to be when you're putting fantastic food in. Get excited about colors, but definitely eat food that you enjoy. I want you to look forward to what you're eating. And then another thing I do want to mention, particularly on the topic we're talking about, is just how you're eating your food. So if today I can talk about the importance of slowing down in order to enjoy the food that you're putting into your body, this is how we truly derive the nutrients that we need. This is how we create a body that is calm, that is listening for the signals it needs to digest. So hands up if anyone's ever been on their phone or watching the TV at the same time they're eating their food, completing tasks. My small ask would be just start with eating your lunch in a quiet, calm place and catching your breath. Notice how you're enjoying your food and notice the kinds of things that you're craving. So if, for example, you're craving carbohydrates and coffee in the afternoon, maybe that's a little sign we need to slow down a little bit. We need to have a really good night's sleep. All those little things, not just the what we're eating, but the how we're eating and the why we're eating is really important.
I love that. So getting intentional with not only what you're doing every day, but the food and then how you're eating it as well. It's just very mindful on every part of your day.
Getting really intentional, yeah, and more about doing things that don't have to take up too much time. I know we've already got a lot on, so just making every moment really valuable, making it count, and being able to enjoy it all. For example, I work a lot with the blue zones of the world, and the blue zones of the world sort of look at the healthiest, happiest, longest living populations, you know, that have ever existed, living to 100 and 110 years old, and kind of leaning into their secrets. And a lot of their secrets, or a lot of the things that they do, are around mindfulness. And they do a lot of fun stuff that we're kind of told, you know, to be really careful of. For example, they drink a coffee every morning, they have a wine every afternoon. Only the biggest difference is they're having a coffee as this decadent, delicious morning ritual. They're savoring it with the sunrise and they're soaking it in, the delicious aromas, the tastes, and really setting the scene for their day. And then in the evening, they're having a glass of wine, maximum two glasses of wine usually, in the presence of good friends where there is connection and there is interaction and talking about their day. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is the state we're in really determines how food affects us and how much nutrition we derive from our food as well. It's really different to enjoy these little things in a mindful space than if we're kind of drinking a coffee on the go and we're racing to our next project, or we're relying on coffee to get us through the day. And it's really different if we're walking through the door at the end of the day and needing a glass of wine just to unwind. So I think this is a good opportunity during hustle times, if we're going to talk about hustle times, to maybe reflect upon that as well. And when it comes to nutrition, just focus on putting the good things in, being mindful about what and why you're choosing to eat and have certain things. And yeah, I think that that's a really good starting point. Rather than being too strict on anything, more so just a mindfulness as to the why. Being really honest about if we're nourishing ourselves well.
That's so beautiful. And that's such a beautiful way to put it as well. So finally, what does slow business mean to you personally?
Slow business to me means just coming home to the reason why we decided to live a life by design. I think in the beginning, especially if we've been in this amazing position where we have created our own business, we've all understood that feeling of being so wildly passionate about living our purpose and sharing something beautiful with others that could make a real difference in the world. And sometimes we love what we do so, so much that can be the reason why we lead to the hustle and to the busyness and to the overwhelm. But I think now it's time to talk about how do we lead a business that is fulfilling, love-filled, and completely sustainable. If you have something to something really special to offer, then it's so important you're creating a business where you can take care of your own heart whilst taking care of everybody else's heart. So for me, a slow business is living a life by design that you've always dreamed of, that does make a difference in the world, and fills your heart cup all at the same time. It should feel innately good, it should feel innately joyful, and you should want to jump out of bed with joy every day, excited about what the day holds. So for me, slow business is about doing everything you've ever dreamed of doing, but still having that balance in your life that you have time to really lean into the things that make you so happy.
So, so amazing. Thank you so much, Nikki, for your time today. You are just one incredible, incredible lady who's filled, you are filled with magic, and you, and hopefully you've given some magic to each of us today that are listening. And for those that are coming out of a season of hustle or currently smack bang in it, you're an absolute ray of sunshine and the perfect person to kick off the CMC journey in a healthy, intentional, and hopefully less stressful way. So let us know, how can you help creatives with their business, and where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Nikki Low. You can send me an email and reach out to me personally, Nikki@NikkiLow.com. And NikkiLow.com is currently under construction and getting ready to take off very soon. So you can visit me there and put your name on my love letter list. And the way I want to help others live a life with great joy is to just inspire and educate you to do that, to lean into all the things that allow you to live a life that you so deserve to live, because you are magic. So everything we talk about and learn together will be about leaning into your smile. It will be leaning into the way you love, the way you nourish, and the way you move your body. And I am just so excited to be a part of this. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Nikki. You've been amazing. An absolute delight.
Thanks, beautiful.
Thank you for listening to this week's industry session. It was filled with so many gems, and we hope you got as much out of it as we did. If you had any questions for today's guest, we have included where you can reach them in the corresponding module on your Student Hub page. They'd love to hear from you, and don't forget to show them some love on Instagram. Before we go, we want to leave you with this reminder that you are truly wildly capable of anything you put your mind to, whether that's in your business or your life.
Thank you again for listening to this Wild Hearts Creative Masterclass session. We'll see you back here for the next one. Have a beautiful week, wild ones.